This is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Reading, continuing our reading. Madhya Lila, chapter 16, text 65. Chapter is entitled The Lord's Attempt to Go to Vrindavan. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So text 65. Tahan Siddhi Kare Hena Anjina Dekhiye. Tahan Siddhi Kare Hena Anjina Dekhiye. Tahan Siddhi Kare Hena Anjina Dekhiye. Amara Dushara Karma Tamahite Hai. Amara Dushara Karma Tamahite Hai. Taha Siddhi Kare Hina Anyine Dekhiya.
Taha Siddhi Kare Hina Anyine Dekhiya.
Amara Dushkara Karma Tamahite Hai.
Amara Dushkara Karma Tamahite Hai.
Tahan Siddhi Kare Hina Anjina Dekhiye. Amara Dushkara Karma Tamahite Hai.
Amara Dushkara Karma Tamahite Hai. Difficult to perform. Karma, work. Dhamma, you. Hoite, from. Hoye, become successful. Translation for four pays doing gay, keep up to it as a song, Shil Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, you can perform a task that even I cannot do. But for you, I cannot find anyone in Gorodish who can fulfill my mission there. This is a very wonderful purport. Here, nicely. Lord Chaitanya's mission is to deliver the fallen souls of this age. In this age of Kali, practically 10% of the population has fallen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certainly delivered many fallen souls, but his disciples mainly came from the upper classes. For example, he delivered Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and many others who were socially elevated but fallen from the spiritual point of view. Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis were situated in government service, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the topmost scholar of India. Similarly, Prakashananda Saraswati was the leader of many thousands of Mayavadi sannyasis. It was Srila Nityananda Prabhu, however, who delivered persons like Jagai and Madai. Yeah. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Amara Dushkara Karma Tomahoite Hai. Jagai and Madai were delivered solely by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. When they injured Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya became angry and decided to kill them with his Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityananda Prabhu saved them from the Lord's wrath and delivered them. In the incarnation of Gaura Nitai, the Lord is not supposed to kill demons, but deliver them by preaching Krishna consciousness. In the case of Jagai and Madai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry that he would have immediately killed them. But Nityananda Prabhu was so kind that he not only saved them from death, but elevated them to the transcendental position. Jai, Jai Nitai. Thus, what was not possible for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carried out by Nityananda Prabhu. Similarly, if one is true to Gaura Nitai's service in the disciplic succession, he can even excel Nityananda Prabhu's service. This is the process of disciplic succession. This is a very bold statement. And then it continues. Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai and Madai, but a servant of Nityananda Prabhu, by his grace, can deliver many thousands of Jagais and Madais. That is the special benediction of the disciplic succession. So Srila Prabhupada giving us, talking factual situation, what is his position? And he's at the same time challenging his disciples. He can try to come up to the standard. One who is situated in the disciplic succession can be understood by the result of his activities. This is always true as far as the activities of the Lord and his devotees are concerned. Therefore, Lord Shiva says, Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnur aradhanam param tasmat parataram devi tadayanam samarthanam. Of all types of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is best. And better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotees, the Vaishnava, Padma Purana. By the grace of Vishnu, a Vaishnava can render better service than Vishnu. That is the special prerogative of a Vaishnava. The Lord actually wants to see his servants work more gloriously than himself. For instance, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Sri Krishna provoked Arjuna to fight because all the warriors on the battlefield were to die by Krishna's plan. Krishna himself did not want to take credit. Rather, he wanted Arjuna to take credit. Therefore, he asked him to fight and win fame. Tasmat tvam utishta yasholabhasya itvasatrun bhunkta rajam samudan. Mayai vaite nihata purvameva nimitta matram bhavasadya sadha. Therefore, get up and prepare to fight. After conquering your enemies, you will enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Savyasachin, can be but an instrument in the fight. Bhagavad Gita 11:33. (Clears throat) Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives credit to a devotee who performs any heavy task perfectly. Hanumanji, or Bajrangaji, the servant of Lord Ramchandra, also serves as another example. It was Hanumanji who jumped over the sea in one leap and reached the shore of Lanka from the shore of Bharatvarsha. When Lord Ramchandra chose to go there, he paved the way with stones, although by his will the stones were able to float on the sea. If we simply follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and follow in the footsteps of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, this Krishna consciousness movement can advance, and even more difficult tasks can be performed by the preachers, remaining faithful to the service of the Lord. Amagyanatimarandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshuranmilitam jena tasmahe shri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Gatati Svakadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvise Shatunya Vadi Pashtat Vadi Shatarani Pancha Kalpa Turbhascha Kripa Sindhi Bevacha Patitanam Pavani Vyo Vaishna Bhikkhu Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "You can perform a task that even I cannot do. But for you, I cannot find anyone in Godadesh who can fulfill my mission there." So, this is very, sometimes Srila Prabhupada hints at the, of course, he's Vaishnava Acharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that one should feel oneself more humble than a great blade of grass and more tolerant than a tree. But sometimes the truth has to be spoken. Always the truth has to be spoken. And Srila Prabhupada here hints, of course, it's kind of not directly, he's not directly saying, but he mentioned, it's very clear and obvious to anyone that by his mercy, he delivered thousands of jagais and mothers. This mercy, of course, as he describes here, says, this is the process of delivering the disciplic succession. But a servant of Nityananda Prabhu, by his grace, that's the secret, the grace is coming. Srila Prabhupada explains that in the first line, first verse of the Gurvashtakam, that samsara davana nalita loka tranaya karana ganaganatvam. It says that the cloud brings the water from the ocean. Cloud is not independently independent in bringing that water from the ocean, but the water is coming from the ocean. So similarly, the mercy, the devotee, he understands very clearly by his mercy, by his grace, the servant of Nityananda Prabhu can deliver many thousands of jagais and madais. So he's not, this is actually the difference between a materialistic person and a devotee of the Lord. Materialistic person, he's under the three modes of material nature. Prakriti, what is that? That ahankara vimudatma. Prakriti kriyamanani gunani karmani sarvata. Ahankara vimudatma. Kartaham. Kartaham, it means that he's thinking, I am the doer. Ahankara vimudatma. Vimuda. foolishly thinks that he is the performer of his activities. So therefore, the devotees, they don't, they're just the opposite. They think that if anything good happens, this is simply by the grace of the Lord. And if the materialistic person thinks that if something good happens, that he is very expert at his activities, kartaham, that I am the doer of my activities, these things. So this is the difference. And if similarly, if something, some difficulty comes, the materialistic person, we may blame God, that, oh, why is this happening to me? Why is this? This is not fair, or something. They may say like that. Whereas the devotee, he's described very nice verses there, that tatenu kampam susamikshamano punjana evatmakitam vipakam, that he's thinking that if some difficulty, it's okay. He says if some difficulty comes for the devotee, he's thinking that I deserve much worse, actually. This is simply a token of what I deserve because I'm perform so many sinful activities in so many millions of lifetimes, and the Lord is very kind just to give me a little token of what I actually deserve. And it's a fact, actually, that the Lord, karmani nirdahati kintu chabakti bhajam, that the Lord, he says like that, that is Lord Brahma, but Krishna also says that aham tvam sarva pape bhu moksha yushan, that I will deliver you from all your sinful activities if you surrender to me. So this is the great boon of Krishna consciousness. Even from the very beginning, Rupa Goswami says he describes that devotional service from the very first point, klesha agni subhada, that delivers one. From the very beginning point of devotional service, you begin devotional service and immediately you feel relief. Kleshagni and Shubhada, and it gives you wonderful auspiciousness like that. And other example is there that you don't need some kind of certification. When you're hungry and you start eating food like that, immediately you feel relief from your hunger. So immediately by performing some devotional activities, one can become situated, transcendental platform. And of course, if one is sincere, he'll understand that that he's not we pray before the Lord, before class, many devotees chant this verse, this mukam karoti vachalam. That means even someone who is dumb, he can speak eloquent words. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim. Even a lame man can cross the ocean, cross the mountains, no? Pangum langayate girim yat kripaham tamaham vande shri gurundi natarini, that this is by the mercy of the spiritual master. Or there's also some other lines are there at the end sometimes, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So Nityananda Prabhu, of course, he's so merciful that we're very anxious to get his mercy. That is, we're saying in that prayer that before class, that Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bolo Kane Kore Amiyabada Duki, that I am, hey Nityananda Prabhu, I'm very unfortunate, I'm very unhappy, and you are always full of transcendental bliss. Please bestow your mercy on me. So that mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, of course, this is the process is there, that just like Nityananda Prabhu deliver Jagai and Madai. So the process of getting the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu is to follow in his footsteps and to help into the deliverance of all the Jagais and Madais. This is actually the way of getting Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, somehow or other, to engage in the service of Nityananda Prabhu by helping him, delivering all the fallen souls of this age. otherwise, what we have, Krishna, actually in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that Nabudi Bedam Janayad Ajnanam Karma Sanginam, that the foolish persons, they're engaged in so many nonsense activities that Krishna says that the wise should not disturb the minds of the ignorant. Srila Prabhupada explains, though, that the devotees are more merciful than the Lord. We think, we offer our prayers to the Vaishnavas that Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu. Kripa Sindhu. Okay. That the Vaishnavas, Kripa Sindhu. Kripa Sindhu means the ocean of mercy. Vancha Kalpa Turu, the desire tree, an ocean of mercy. And that even though Krishna says that the wise don't disturb the minds of the ignorant, but the devotees, they think, no, let us disturb them. We have to disturb their activities of sense gratification. This is not, human life is not meant for engaging in sense gratification, like the dogs and hogs. Nayam deho deha bhajam niloke. Human life is not meant for such kashtam kamanarhati vidbujamye, that the stool eaters are engaged in very kashtam kaman. They have so many nonsense activities and desires. They're simply engaged chewing the chewed and trying to enjoy, just like the hogs, stool. Actually, we're trying to enjoy in this material world stool. We think, oh, what stool? Maybe not so good, but dry stool, not so bad. This material world is simply the same elements like that. External energy. This is the external energy of the Lord, and it's inferior. That the superior energy is not meant to deliver, to enjoy the inferior energy. This is an incompatible situation, and it's not give any good results. So we have to go out and disturb the non-devotees just with our loud chanting. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very merciful. He gave Nityananda Prabhu the Gaudadesh. He gave Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. He sent them to Vrindavan to reestablish the pastime places of Lord Krishna and to write transcendental literatures. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was the greatest scholar. He defeated this Digvijay Pandit when he was a young boy like that. He defeated this Digvijay Pandit, but he himself, he practically only wrote these 8 verses, practically speaking. Whereas his disciples, his followers, they wrote volumes and volumes of books. The 6 Goswamis, they had a whole cartload of books that they took to Bengal for distribution. Excuse me. As the previous purport, I see this verse is there, this priti viti ache jatanagaradi gram sarvatra prachar haibe maram nam. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted this cult distributed to be preached all over the world. And so someone who is faithful in the disciplic succession, that is their business. They have a servant should perform, should take up the business of the master. And therefore, the servant, he enjoys that practically on the same level of the master. He's the servant of the king. He's living in the palace with the king. He eats the same foods like that and sleeps very nicely, comfortable. And similarly, the servant of the Supreme Lord, he has the power. What is that? Krishna Shakti Vinanahi Pratara Pravartana. That the Krishna gives that potency to perform his activities to the servant of the Lord. But the servant, of course, he's thinking that, what is that, that the nimitta matram, the instrument. So the instrument, he's not take any credit. Just like, I think Srila Prabhupada gives sometimes example that if man kills a snake with a stick, it's not the stick that's responsible for that activity, it's but the man who's using the stick. And so similarly, he may miss the snake and the snake may bite him, so it's not the stick's fault. It's not the stick's fault if he misses. The man is missing. So similarly, we're not responsible for our activities in Krishna consciousness. Outside of Krishna consciousness, we should take full responsibility. But for our activities in Krishna consciousness, this is Krishna. He's gives the fruits. He's karmani adivadi karaste mahaphaleshu kadachana. That we don't try to enjoy the fruits of our activities. That's the fruits. Mahapaleshu, that's Krishna's business. You simply perform your activities best as you can in the service of the Lord. And then the activity, the fruits, that the result, that is up to him. We have no attachment like that. That's why that is called anasaktasya vishayan yatarhum upayunjata, that we don't become attached like that. Yukta vairagyam uchate. So Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught some very nice principles through his different followers like that. He taught how one can completely conquer the influence of Cupid through Ramananda Roy, how he addressing the Devi Dasis. And Damodar Pandit, he was taught this quality of being objective as a critic like that. Damodar Pandit even criticized the Lord, how he was engaged and how he was associating with the, what is it, the son of one attractive widow or something like that. And Haridas Thakur, he taught what is forbearance, how one can be so tolerant that he was caned in 22 marketplaces like that. And Sanatana Goswami, he taught this humility and meekness. Sanatana Goswami, he was the prime minister? Rupa Sanatana was. He was the prime minister under the king of Bengal. Such a great personality he was, so learned and influential. And when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he say? Kayami, who am I? Can you imagine someone great, if the president of the United States comes here and he says, who am I? I mean, we don't want to talk about which president or whatever, some personality at that point, at that stage, that some great personality like that. And he comes, who am I? Why am I suffering these threefold miseries? So this was the position of Sanatana Goswami, so humble and meek. And even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him, he wanted to meet him. And Sanatana Goswami had the direct route in front of the temple of Lord Jagannath, but he took the roundabout route on the seashore, middle of the summer season, in the middle of the day, and practically burned his feet, blisters, I think was there, in order to avoid the servants of Lord Jagannath, because he was so humble and meek, he wanted to, he didn't want them to come near his body like that. So this is the characteristics of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. They have no false ego like that, but they understand that everything that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is their life and soul, and they perform his activities under his directions like that. There's another point, that's that the in the material world, people are all they're duty bound to so many different personalities like that. That is a the one verse is there that Devarshi Bhutapta Nirnam Pitrinam, that he gives a nice list that in the material world we have so many obligations, and we're indebted to so many different personalities. That first one is described, the devas, the demigods, they're providing so many facilities for us. Everything that we have, it's not our creation, it's not the sunshine, the rain, the wind, and all the fruits and vegetables like that. So if we enjoy these things, that Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that yo bhunkte yena stena eva sa, that if we enjoy these things without any type of if we think that we're independent, or without, if we don't have any gratitude for these different gifts that we've been given, that stena sa, that one is simply a thief. He's enjoying, just like this, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the light. If you don't pay your light bill, electricity is cut, like that. So similarly, so many things, we have so many. Of course, there's no actual shortages in the kingdom of God. But people feel sometimes shortage because they're not paying their light bills. They're not reciprocating with the demigods or the personalities that are providing these different things. Of course, actually, Krishna says, Mayayava Vihitan Mitan, that these all things are provided by me, actually. But still, he has his different, representatives, that Devarshi, the rishis, they've given us these nice literatures and knowledge that is coming down. And Bhuta, the general population, we have so many things, like they even the mailmen that deliver the mail to you, like that. And Bhutapta, the relatives, they've given us some kind of social interaction. Bhutapta, Nirnam, the general people, and Pitrinam, the forefathers. We're indebted to all these persons. So this describes that Sarvatmana Yasharanam Sharanyam Mukundakats, Nakin Pero Nayan Rinijarajan, that we are not So someone who is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, they fulfill all these different obligations. They become that situated that na kinkara nayam rini. Rini means debtor, and kinkara means the servant, like that. So we're no longer obliged to such person, living entities like that, if one fully surrenders to the Supreme Lord. Last night we had some kirtan program, and they were talking about something a little bit about faith, and it just brought me to this, remembering this one verse. What is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's very nice definition about what is real faith? Shraddha Shabdi Vishwas Kahe Sudrida Nishchaya, that one should become very firmly fixed. Firmly fixed in what? Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kritaha. That one should become very firmly fixed that and understand that Krishna Bhakti Kaile, if you perform devotional service, Sarva Karma Kritaha, that everything else is performed. Everything else is fulfilled. That Srila Prabhupada gave sometime example that if you have $1,000,000, you already may have $100 or $1,000. So Krishna consciousness is so complete that is the only thing you need to do. But one has to do it fully like that. Bhajate mam ananya bhak. Then sadhu reva samantavya. So we'll stop there if anyone has comments or questions or not. Okay. Okay, sure.
I can never forget when Prabhupada used to say,
Hare Krishna, as far as talking about how we steal from Krishna, like, we don't own anything. Prabhupada always used to, he would quote this, Hira Chor and Kira Chor. I can never forget that, you know, and get it out of my mind. Hira Chor and Kira Chor means everybody in this material world either Kira is a cucumber and Hira is a diamond. So somebody is stealing a diamond or somebody is stealing a cucumber, you know.
Everyone's a thief.
He's stealing from Krishna.
Oh, yes. Interesting, this idea how Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, they need someone else, another jiva, to perform his will. If you want to say a little bit about that. Like, they already put to death by my arrangement, but I
was
would...
thinking, what do you say? What do you mean? What do you, they need? They don't need anyone. But yes, actually, Krishna is so kind that he depends on his devotees like that. That is Krishna's greatest quality, his mercy. That even though he's perfect and complete, Om Purnamada Purnamidam, this is part of his perfection. And actually, when I first read this verse, immediately this one verse came to my mind that in Chaitanya Bhagavata was very kind of astounding when we first read it. It says, Siddhir Bhavati Vaneti Samsayo Chutane Sevina. That Siddhir Bhavati Va, that means whether one gets perfection or not, Samsayo, there's some doubt by serving the Supreme Lord. Samsayo achuta sevina, that one can have some doubt whether one will achieve perfection or not if one serves the Supreme Lord. But that, what is that, samsayo achuta sevina? Nisamsayas to tadpa.
Nisamsayas to tadpa.
Paricharyarata. There's no doubt if one serves a devotee that one will achieve perfection. That is the point.
That is the purport there. So, of course, Krishna, he doesn't really need, he can, but he does like that. That is actually, he has one quality that's called satya sankalpa. That's simply in even the Christian in the Bible that let there be light. Srila Prabhupada says that, he quotes that, he says that that this is the quality of the Supreme Lord, that he just thinks something and it'll happen. And this is even achieved by some great yogis like that. They can have some kind of, and actually sometimes devotees have experienced sometimes like this, like they someone read this pastime of book distribution, some book distributors, they maybe they'll understand like that, that one devotee thought that he will distribute a book without speaking a word. And he spoke, and he distributed not only one, but the devotee, but he sold him a big stack of books like that, simply by his desire, such a sankalpa. So this is the quality of the Supreme Lord. But the Lord, he doesn't interfere with these independence of the living entities. For that, he has his devotees. He doesn't want, I mean, for the, doesn't interfere with the independence of the non-devotees. Just like this verse in Bhagavad Gita, he says that, that let not the wise disturb the minds of the ignorant. But the wise, they do, because they know what is the Supreme Lord's purpose. They go out and say, hey, you, come to the temple, chant Hare Krishna. I don't know. Is that all right? Whatever. All right.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Just trying to think about what our responsibility is. You mentioned earlier Krishna's in charge of the results, you know, for the devotee. We, of course, we have to endeavor. But it's a little confusing to me sometimes how my mistakes or someone else's mistakes interfaces with Krishna's arrangements. You know, how do you...
Now we have a big responsibility. That was the first thing I just wanted to... We have a very big responsibility because, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithiviti Ache Yatanagara Adhidharam Sarvatra Prachar Vayibhimaranam. So this... I mean, this is going to happen. This is Lord Chaitanya's mission. And this is his... what is that? Sankalpa. This is his determination. And to make that satya, that is our opportunity. We have that opportunity to take part in that and to help the Lord in that mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. As far as mistakes, of course, mistakes, we are, a devotee should always feel himself that they, that if, I mean, a mistake, he's making a mistake, that he's feeling always, first of all, he's feeling himself incapable of performing any activity for the service of the Lord. Devotee never thinks that he's qualified. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordered, actually, Amaragyaya Guru Hai Tare Desh, that he's given that order, that my order is that you go out and preach this Krishna consciousness. Jare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh. And then you become guru and deliver this world like that. So devotee, he's not thinking himself qualified in any way, devotee. But order is there, so you have to try your best, whatever you can do, whatever little
just like building the bridge to Lanka, the little squirrel came, chipmunk, whatever. Sometimes they say spider. But everyone should perform their best ability. What for? Not for their sense gratification, but for the service of the Lord. We have some abilities. We have to utilize them. Whatever is their best capacity should that capacity can be expanded by the grace of the Lord. Just like one performing any type of work, the more you perform, the more you practice, you become better and better and better. So we have to utilize that in the service of the Lord, become better and better and better in our service to the Lord, whatever that service is. Okay.
Yeah. I remember on the bus, Michelle
in Miami, this Maharaj, I won't say the name, this Maharaj told Prabhupada that if I leave, everything will collapse. So I'm doing this service, but the Buddha should cooperate. If they don't cooperate, I'm going to leave. But if I leave, everything will collapse. Then Prabhupada says, should never think like this. If you leave, maybe someone else will come and may do even better job than you.
Yeah.
So I suggest you stay and take the credit and do sincerely service, whatever cooperation you get. I thought that was very profound to me.
Yeah.
We should be always happy whatever service and cooperation given.
So I wanted to clarify about your point you were saying about, and I'm sure you didn't mean it in that way, but about responsibility, like when we're performing devotional service and trying to render Krishna's will, you know, the relationship to responsibility, especially like to other people, and you know, just for example, like people who aren't devotees, like our families, you know, I feel like I still have to, there's still some things I have to do, like with my, you know, parents or whatever, you know, and you know, if I hurt another person, you know, a non-devotee or a devotee, it's like I still have to apologize, you know, I still have to take responsibility for my mistakes. And I think you were kind of trying to say, like, what's the relationship between that? Like, I still have to be a good person, and I still have to, you know, apologize, and I still have to deal with other people in a certain way, you know, so... I don't know, I just think it's dangerous, this idea of like saying I have no responsibility. But I'm sure you didn't mean it that way, but maybe like you could just clarify that.
No, this meaning is it's a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Na kim karo nayam rini charajan. That doesn't mean, of course, yeah, that doesn't mean that we have no affection like that. This Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, you can follow Arjuna's mood. He's a great devotee. He's the greatest devotee. He's a personal friend of Lord Krishna, and he says that at Katam Bhishma Maham Sankye Dronam Cha Madhusudana, that how can I fight these personalities? Pujara Bhari Sudana, that these are worshipable people, and how can I fight them? So he has compassion. This compassion is there. A devotee can't be compassionless. But the point is that he understands. He's in full knowledge. A devotee should be in full knowledge that how you're going to help him. And he understands and acts in that capacity that you don't put the water on the leaf. But that doesn't mean you don't have or relation or affection with different personalities, but still he understands that the real worship is going to the root
or the food goes to the stomach, not to the hands. But that doesn't mean you don't take care of your hand, no? You take care of your hand, you wash and whatever you need to do. No, full knowledge is there that what is the, I mean, we see everyone in relationship with Krishna. When a good example, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, Narsingadev came and killed his father. And what did Prahlad Maharaj do? He said that he prayed on behalf of his father that you can be liberated like that, give freed from this reactions like that, what he performed. So it's not, a devotee is not complete, is not callous, but he's in full knowledge, that's the point. All right. Hare Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jai Nitai.